Hello, I'm Henry Johnson. I'm a scientist at Oceanology International. You can find us doing what we do most, studying the world's oceans and learning about them, just like you. But there was one moment I could never forget, one that stuck with me my whole life. Here is the story of why you should never go down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. It was Monday on the 18th of June. We were preparing for a challenging deep-sea task. Discover what's at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. I've heard stories about huge sea monsters at the bottom when I was a little boy, but I really didn't believe it now that I'm an adult. I got in my pickup truck and began my way to the docks while sipping some fresh, hot latte. I soon arrived at the site and went to the docks, where a large submarine, the Trieste, awaited for me. My friend Cameron and some other crew members were given shark chain suits, diving and recording devices, and harpoon guns in case something attacked the sub. We went one by one inside the sub as we waved goodbye to the members on surface. The sub was lowered. Cameron started the Trieste up, and we began our descent to the deepest point on Earth. 500 meters down, all we ever saw was sharks, fish, coral, and other things. The reefs were stunning, filled with all different colors. Even the fish were colorful. Heck, there were even dolphins and some tiger sharks and sea turtles. It looked like a dream come true if you were a fish. We kept going, and we had reached the 1,000 meter mark. We saw sperm whales and great white sharks, as well as some other large fish. We descended further, 25,000 meters now. We entered the midnight zone of the ocean, and the fish down there were terrifying. A fucking goblin shark even tried to chew the sub up, but it failed. 35,203 meters down. We were at the top of the Mariana Trench.
Here we go,
I whispered. Cameron drove the Trieste downward into the pitch darkness of the trench. As expected, we saw more terrifying fish and other creatures. If you saw them, you'd shit your pants. Finally, at 49,000 meters down, we hit the bottom of the trench. We'd begin our observations, discovering not much, actually. Okay, fine. We found some coral, fish, and even plastic bags, but really, to be honest, there wasn't much. We were about to give up when a loud, demonic roar shook the trench.
What the fuck was that?
I exclaimed. Cameron replied with,
I don't know.
Then, as we shined the Trieste lights onto the possible source, what we saw would be struck in our minds forever. A ginormous squid-like creature, the size of maybe an office building, stood in our way. It was covered in black, spiky plates, and its tentacles coated in barbs. Its eyes glowed white, and it was looking right at us. It revealed its pinkish-yellow underside, with a spiked black beak filled with circular rows of jagged teeth. It ran at us with another devilish shriek.
Cameron, go up!
I yelled. Cameron turned the sub to go upward. To our dismay, the monster seized the sub, but couldn't penetrate it. I knew what to do. I went to the control area and boosted both thrusters to the max. Huge clouds of smoke shot out, disorientating the squid monster. We went up to the surface with a recording of the monster. We showed it to the captain, and he was shocked. He posted the video with a warning that said, "Don't go down there." To this day, I couldn't think about what might have happened to us if it weren't for my quick thinking that saved us all.